Welcome to the Eagles Update, your source for Philadelphia Eagles news and notes. It's Thursday, March 23rd. I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro at the NovaCare Complex. The Eagles on Wednesday introduced two of their newest players, free agent signees linebacker Nick Morrow and safety Justin Evans, both players signing contracts for the 2023 season, both players looking to find their roles in the upcoming season's defense under new coordinator Sean Desai. Morrow played 17 games last year for the Chicago Bears, and he saw action in every single one of Chicago's defensive snaps. He led the Bears in tackles. He played the weak side as well as in the middle of the Chicago defense. And I had some time to speak with him on Wednesday about his rise from a Division III football player at Greenville College to an NFL outstanding linebacker. It's been quite a journey. And in Philadelphia, we love those rocky kind of stories. Morrow very well could be the latest in a long line of them.
Day one, like what, for the fans who don't get a sense of actually what you do, I know you brought your wife.
Yeah.
What's the day been like?
It's been fun. It's been packed, man. I think the biggest thing is all the physicals you got to do, see all the doctors. But getting in the building, I met a lot of people and had an opportunity to get to know them. And I'm excited to get to know them more. But that's the biggest thing is just there's so many people that you got to get to know. And everyone seems excited to be a part of the organization. And they're definitely welcoming. Yeah.
Am I too dramatic if I compare you? You know, Philadelphia is the rocky story, right?
Yeah.
You know, Greenville's not exactly Alabama.
No.
So can I make that comparison of your journey from, I think you played offensive line in high school?
High school, yep.
I mean, what kind of coach was that?
I mean, no shade to him. I think he did the best he could. We had some really good players. We had I think he was the number two guard in the nation at the time sitting in front of me. So he had to work with what he had to work with. But I think for me, it was just exciting to see the progression, right? So I didn't play offensive line in high school. And then I got an opportunity to play a little bit of tight end my senior year and a little bit outside linebacker. And then going into college, I played safety. So that's a huge transition. But that was exciting just to get an opportunity to play in space a little bit more. And obviously I enjoyed that a lot. And then getting a chance to play in the NFL from there, playing linebacker. McKenzie made that decision to change me there. Kind of changed my life.
How did nobody find you coming out of high school?
So I played offensive line. Obviously I was undersized, so that wasn't going to happen.
Were you good?
I was decent. I was undersized, so I was going against some dudes. I was playing 6'8 ball, so I've been playing Alabama, so there's some big dudes. So I wasn't moving anybody, right? I was just a position blocker. But going into college, I had played, six games at outside linebacker, so I didn't have that much tape, and I was only 5'10", 179 pounds. So I didn't have that many opportunities. I was undersized, and so the only place they really wanted to give me a shot was this Division III school, and it gave me opportunity to grow, and obviously I got a little bit bigger and took off from there.
Are you one as a kid that you just enjoyed physical contact? Go from offense to defense is a different kind of playing football.
Yeah, no, I loved it. Me and my friend, so it was my friend and his little brother, we would go in our living room and we would tackle them into the couches. So that's what we used to do as kids. I'm talking about we were 10. So we would do that. And then when we got bigger, we'd go in the backyard and play actual tackle football in the backyard. So I've always loved the physical contact of the sport. That happened at a young age for sure.
Nick, it's remarkable. And, great season in Chicago last year. Huge game against the Eagles, 11 tackles, 9 solos. When did you really blossom into what you would consider a good NFL player?
Learning from other pros. So I had a chance to learn from guys like Derek Johnson and Tyre Whitehead. They really changed the way I approached the game.
Explain.
So Tyre is probably the most prepared pro I've ever been around. So he, in one game, he's playing three positions because of injuries or whatever the case may be. And just watching that, I realized, man, if I want to last as long as he's last, I got to figure out a way to prepare, one, and then also be ready at the moment's notice to go whatever position that may be. So I got to be versatile. And so being with those guys really taught me, the importance of preparation and versatility, for sure.
I'm Eagles insider Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining me for this Eagles update. Have yourselves a great Eagles day. Fly, Eagles, fly. And go, Birds!
Eagles Entertainment.